Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
As we dive into today's podcast, I want to start with a simple question that I'd love for you to really think about. Maybe pause the podcast after I ask it and really think about it. Here's the question. It's the same question that I asked our staff team yesterday when we gathered for our all-staff meeting. But the question is this: how is your heart? How is your heart really? In other words, how's the inside of you? It's almost like when you go to the doctor. I went to the doctor a couple months ago. I knew exactly what was wrong. I just wanted a Z-Pak. I knew what my symptoms were pointing to. If every year it happens, I need a Z-Pak. Just give it to me. But no matter what I say, the doctor's still going to do some basic things. They're going to check my vitals. They're going to see how much I weigh. They're going to see what my heart rate is. They're going to see what my blood pressure is. They're going to put that stethoscope on my heart. And then they're going to listen to my breathing. Because here's what doctors know. Doctors know that often what we see on the outside is not indicative of what's going on in the inside of us, and that's true spiritually. We live in such a fast-paced world where we focus so much on the outside, we focus on what we're doing, that if we're not careful, we ignore who we're becoming. And what God cares about is not just what we do, but who we are, how our heart is doing. Now, I'm not talking primarily about our physical heart. I mean, obviously, it's important for that heart to be healthy, but I'm talking about the core of who we are, the spiritual center of who we are. How is our spiritual heart? Well, David, who was an amazing man of God, who did a lot of great things, also did some really dumb stuff. He had seasons where he was really close to God, and he had seasons where he was on the run. And so at some point in his life, David writes this little prayer in Psalm 139 that I think is a powerful prayer for us to pray today. Psalm 139 verse 23 says, "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious ways." Now, why would he pray that? Why would he say, "God, would you search me? God, would you know my heart?" I really think one of the reasons why, and there's probably a number, but one of the reasons why David would pray that is because David knows the number one person we deceive the most is we deceive ourselves. In other words, our heart can trick us. Our heart's deceitful. That's what Jeremiah 17 says, that if we're not careful, we'll assume everything's okay on the inside while we're wasting away. And so I want to give you three simple questions that I've been asking myself for the past year, and I gave them to our staff team yesterday. And I think these three questions have the amazing ability to cut through the surface and to see how things really are. Here's question number one. What am I ignoring? What am I ignoring? This is when someone warns you and they say, "Hey, I think you need to pay attention to this. Hey, I think this may be an issue. You're different around so-and-so." If there's three or four people that keep bringing something up in love, that's probably an area in your heart you need to pay attention to. So what am I ignoring? Question number two, what do I make excuses for? Ask yourself, are there things that I try to explain away? Are there things that I try to rationalize? Do I ever come back with a response like, "Yeah, I know it's not the best thing necessarily, but it's just how I am. This is how I cope. This is what others do. It's not that big of a deal." What I found is that when you have to justify it, when you have to rationalize it, this is an area in your heart that you probably need to pay attention to. Question number three, what do I overreact to? What do I overreact to? These are areas that strike a chord with us. These are areas that when somebody brings it up, we overreact. We go off, we get red-faced, we get defensive, and that monster that's been hiding comes out. It's an area that we need to pay attention to. When you work through these three questions on a regular basis, it's a way of saying, "God, would you know my heart? Would you examine my heart?" And I believe that if you have the courage to pray this, God's going to go to work on the inside of you. Now, if we choose to deny the truth, what it'll do is it creates this separation between who we really are and what we're doing. And so I want to encourage you today to answer that question, how's your heart? Because what I found is that when you confess whatever's going on in your heart to God, he forgives you. And if you have a safe friend that you can talk to about it, it'll bring even further healing. God is faithful, and he's able to forgive us of our sin. He's able to cleanse us. And he's able to change what's happening in our heart. And so today, how's your heart? Not just the immediate answer, but how is your heart really? Would you allow God to do an x-ray in your heart today and bring total healing? Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.